Madden Show. First off, the team, Samantha McGill, gave me the opportunity to leave a half hour earlier, and Brian and Neil hit it out of the park. Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Matthew Katz is here. And you and I, Mr. O'Brien, have a lot to get to, but the big story this week, and I informed Sean when I first saw it break, Eli Lilly capping the price as far as insulin, your daughter being a type 1 diabetic. I've been talking to a lot of people who have been suffering from diabetes and what this does for them. Is it fact or fiction? Everybody's still wondering how this thing's going to play out.
It's fact, and it's huge because Eli Lilly actually brings 23% of all insulin to market. They're, you know, one of the biggest producers. And the insulin my daughter takes, Humalog, is one of the ones that they manufacture. So we're going to really jump into that in the second segment. Great news, because what's really cool about it, Rob, is you don't have to have insurance to get the cap either. So if you're unable to actually get insurance, you can still get your insulin for $35.
Okay, so explain if you can, because this is your expertise. And I got to tell you, I cannot thank MediConnect, because I see this type of a story and I want information because my audience needs information. I know we're going to be doing this show. And I literally sent a message to Sean, and with a matter of moments, I had everything that I needed. So I wanted to lead off the show with this because it is a huge story. We talk about it every week. That's why you need to deal with MediConnect. You need to get involved with them, become a part of who they are. And there's never charge for their services. So how does it work? I'm a diabetic. I have a prescription. I go to my local Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS. How does this thing work?
They're basically making it the pharmacies that produce and carry their insulin adhere to the $35 cost. So again, if you have Medicare, you know it's going to happen. If you have if you're pre-Medicare, it's going to happen. If you don't have any insurance, you're going to pay $35. Humalog, Humalin. It's going to be amazing.
All right, so here's what you need to do. We have advisors standing by until noon. If I were you and I'm a diabetic and you're wondering about all this and you're going to be 65, you are 65, you should pick up the phone and call them right now at 888-818-6334. Pick up the phone, make a call. They would love to help you out to give you all the information that you need. Before we get to our trivia question and a roundtable discussion, it's always good just to get caught up. Plus, we're going to let you know where the seminars are. Here he is once again, Lance O'Brien. Let's tell him about MediConnect, and March is already here.
I can't believe it, man. The year is marching on, isn't it? I mean, it's really rolling, but beautiful scenery. We got the Allegheny flowing. We can see PNC Park, so great to be on the air. I did learn something that this beautiful convention center, the David Lawrence Convention Center, that David Lawrence was the only Pittsburgh mayor ever elected what, Rob?
Governor.
Governor of the state of Pennsylvania.
But being that it's almost St. Patrick's Day, other than the great Bob O'Connor, my late dear friend, former mayor, another man of Irish descent, Mr. Flaherty, many years ago, did get the Democratic nomination, and somehow, some way, he didn't win, but I ended up on a plane with him having a conversation on the way back to Pittsburgh shortly after that loss. But truly a bright light in Pittsburgh politics. So many, Mr. Caligiuri, Sophie, and others, and of course, Ed Gainey now. But when you say Davy Lawrence, everybody knows who you're talking about.
Absolutely. So awesome to be here. Home and Garden Show. Just want to get back out because we've talked about this previously. The whole home application for Allegheny County is hopefully going live in May. Jessica Benham, who's been on the show with us many times, this is basically for homeowners in Allegheny County. You can get as much as a $50,000 grant for home repair. So maybe come on down to the convention center this week, get some ideas brewing, get your application in May, and see what happens.
Listen, whether it's you, Sean, Lauren, of course, Brian, Joe, what I love about you also, you're so plugged into the community. And I saw a story in the Post-Gazette that I talked about on my show earlier in the week that eight challengers of incumbents in the Pittsburgh City Council, average age of 31. And I've said for the longest time, you need young people, young ideas. Jess Benham is one of the most interesting and informative and intriguing young politicians who has a bright future. And I don't know, and I've been around politicians a long time, I don't know I've ever met anybody who cares so much about her constituents. She is an excellent public servant.
She really cares about her district. She's very into trying to find ways to better the community around her. And I think, you know, government's supposed to be for the people, right?
By
and
the
I
people,
think people
right.
like that, that's what we got to get back to. But that's a whole nother
show,
isn't it, my
friend?
That's
what you do. That's what you do. And MediConnect is on top of all these headlines, like the Eli Lilly story and much more. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to jump into Eli Lilly a little bit more next segment. There's a big change coming with Medicaid that's going to affect people with Medicare. Also, this is actually a huge announcement that we're going to jump into a lot next segment. But this day in history, you know, we like to have a little bit of fun. March 4th, the United States Constitution goes into effect in 1798. So definitely happy for that, right? It's been a great foundation for our country. March 4th actually used to be the inauguration day. I didn't know that. I guess they gave them a few months to kind of figure out if they really liked the person they voted in or not. Right. So 1927, Babe Ruth signs the largest contract in Major League history. Ready, Rob?
I'm ready.
3 years, $70,000.
And you know, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, and Matt, who's a baseball kind of guy as well, he may know this. Do you realize when he was asked that you make more money than the president, they said to Babe Ruth, he says, well, I should. I had a better year than he did. But imagine in dollars today, and that's at the height of the, you know, just before the stock market crashes and you go into the depression. So most people are just trying to get food. That depression began 1929 when Wall Street crashed. He was making 70 grand a year. But the thing about the Bambino, the great Babe Ruth, it is folklore, but I think it's a fact. He gave more money away to people who were in need than maybe some people of that era or any era in Major League Baseball or in sports for that matter.
No, incredible to think how it's changed. Just to mirror that to today's game.
Go ahead.
Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, both for the Mets pitchers, they make $264,000 a game. And that's whether they pitch or not. So they only pitch once every 5 days. So they're sitting in the dugout chewing and making a quarter mil, my friend.
Listen, all I know is this was a bad day for him, but he had an even worse day down the road.
He did. He did. 1964, March 4th, Jimmy Hoffa's convicted of jury tampering, right? Irishman, great movie, came out a few years ago. Got to see it. And then on this date in 1966, the Beatles made news because John Lennon claimed that they were bigger than Jesus. So,
not a good thing. But definitely no. Not a good thing. All right, we're going to get to our trivia question as we go to the break. And the first person that calls with the correct answer and talks to Samantha back at our studio in Greentree, they are going to be the lucky winner. Of course, our number is 866-391-1020. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they'll get the $15 gas card. We really appreciate all of our loyal listeners. MediConnect, top-rated advisory firm in the state of Pennsylvania. We help over 4,000 people every single year get onto Medicare for the first time. We simplify the process. We work with all the carriers, and there's absolutely no cost for our services.
All right, again, the trivia question.
The trivia question is, the most sung piece of music in American culture was published and trademarked on March 4th, 1924. What is that song?
All right, try to do it without Google. You know, just try to do it without Google. 866-391-1020. First person that calls with the correct answer, what will they get?
They'll get that $15 gift card for gas.
We're going to come back. We're at the convention center. They're getting ready to open the doors for day two of the wonderful. And with the weather outside, you want to be inside here at the convention center for the Home and Garden Show. Back with more on KDKA. Rob Pratt, Lance O'Brien, Inside Connection, MediConnect in just a couple of moments. If you are watching the stream right now and saying, where are those guys? Don't watch the stream because we're not in studio. We're at the beautiful convention center on location this week and next. It is the 2023 Home and Garden Show. And we've got some wonderful opportunities for you to meet these people in person. And please, as we continue now with the final few weeks of open enrollment, March 31st, it'll be over. Let everybody know where you're going to be, Lance.
Yeah, so we got the open enrollment period. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you're on Medicare, you have about 30 more days to actually review your coverage before you're locked in for the rest of the year. If you're having an issue, if you have questions, if you have benefits, if your friends have benefits you wish you had, you want to give us a call, 888-818-6334. Also, seminars are just thriving, Rob. Unbelievable. I was at the AHN facility in Harmer, just a beautiful facility.
How beautiful is that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, what they're doing with those neighborhood hospitals, incredible. We had 20 people come out for the seminar. Rob, this week, the 7th of March, we're going to be in Lenape Heights. We already have 33 people registered for that seminar. It holds 50, so we got more room if you want to come in and learn about your Medicare. On the 14th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Bell Vernon on Findlay Road. On the 15th, we're going to be at the Cottage in South Park on Brownsville Road. On the 21st, we'll be at the Oakdale Community Center, 104 Seminary Avenue, Oakdale. We're also going to be in the coming weeks, Pleasant Hills, West Elizabeth, Indiana, Brentwood, downtown Pittsburgh, with free parking for that event. Monaca, your neck of the woods, Wexford, all the seminars start at 6 o'clock. If you're within 12 months of getting onto Medicare or retiring, you need to attend one of these seminars.
All right, again, 888-818-6334. You can call and book that appointment for any of those seminars. You go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab. Dennis from Pittsburgh is the winner of that gas card because he guessed the correct answer to this week's trivia question, which is...
The trivia question was, the most sung piece of music in American culture that was published this day, 1924, happy birthday to you.
So I wonder if family members are still getting royalties off of that.
I
mean, Irving Berlin's family, White Christmas, they're still getting money. So, hey, money goes where money is. Okay, it's time for us to continue with our second segment. We have a lot of good stuff to get to. But, again, if you want to be a part of those seminars, 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Okay, Medicare, heavy segment. Let's talk the inside scoop on the inside connection.
Yeah, and thanks, Dennis, for listening. But this is a big one, Rob. So Medicaid, which is what provides financial assistance, right? It's sponsored through the state, right? So every state has a Medicaid program, which we don't talk about that as much on the air because we talk a lot about Medicare. But in our world, they can intertwine, because what some people don't realize is you can have both Medicare and Medicaid at the same time. While the Medicaid program is ballooned, ready for this? There's over 84 million people in our country now on Medicaid. Over 20 million more than there was 3 years ago. Why? Because once the pandemic started, they stopped actually doing redeterminations on people's eligibility. What the federal government said to all the states is you're not allowed to kick anybody off the Medicaid program during the pandemic. So there's been people over the last few years who their income has changed. They've had increases. Maybe they got some of those gifts that were given out during that time, and they were kind of stockpiling their money, so they have more reserve going on right now in their income. Well, that bill, if you will, is coming due. They're going to start redetermining, and they're already projecting about 14 million people in the next 3 months are actually going to lose their Medicaid access, which means their financial assistance. And Pennsylvania is right at the beginning of the line. In April, they're going to start the redeterminations for Medicaid, Rob. So what does this mean?
What does that mean?
If someone has Medicaid and Medicare, Medicare is a foundation, and Medicaid comes in and picks up what Medicare doesn't. It's like their private insurance. It's their supplement, almost, if you will, but they don't have to pay for it. The state is paying for it. They also don't have to pay for their Part B premium, which is $165 a month. The state pays for that and all their co-share if they have Medicare and Medicaid. If they lose that Medicaid then, Rob, now they have nothing to back up their Medicare. They have no private insurance at that point in time. So the hospital deductible, the daily charge that they would get, the cost of 20% out-of-pocket cost, they would be responsible for all of that at that point
in time. So that alone is worth calling and setting up an appointment.
It's huge, because there's going to be tons of people across the city, across the neighboring counties, that are going to get a letter in the mail, and it's going to say, you have to fill out your paperwork now for the first time in 3 years to redetermine. They're going to look at all of their information, and they're going to come back and say, you qualify still, or you no longer do. At that point in time, they're going to tell them, you no longer have this assistance, and you're going to need something to pair with your Medicare. That's where we can come in and really help.
Well,
them.
Maybe one of your seminars or on our show, we could get our favorite elder law attorney, get him back in here and talk about some of this. Because what people don't understand, a lot of people don't even use the resource, and I've learned this from being around a lot of elder law attorneys, but it's a great resource for assisted living. But if you're counting on that as your sole way to take care of yourself or someone you know, assisted living, there's a lot more ramifications to play into this picture that you need to know about.
It's a big blow too, Rob, because again, think about it. If Medicare is doing their part, the state is doing their part. Really, there's a first and a second payer. The actual individual has no real out-of-pocket cost except for potentially their prescription drugs. To lose that, right, it's going to create a significant financial burden for them if they are above the income. So I do want to get this information out really quickly. If you have Medicare and you have Medicaid also, you're what we consider a dual eligible. The cost to get your monthly Part B premium and cost sharing, if you're a single individual, your income cannot be above $1,215. If you're married, your income cannot be above $1,643. And you can't have assets above $9,000 as a single or $13,000 as a married couple.
They're real strict about these numbers.
You can, if you're over by a couple dollars,
cents,
there's no grace, right? It is, the numbers are the numbers. So for us, this is big because there's literally hundreds of thousands of people in our state that have Medicare and Medicaid, and there's going to be a lot of them affected by this.
All right. Again, we have advisors standing by if you want to set up an appointment. Again, never a charge for their services. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You see this coming, though?
Yeah, we knew it was coming, right, because basically the state or the federal government put a halt on it for obvious reasons, right? But as it balloons and balloons, the actual tax that it's putting on states and their budgets, it's not sustainable if they don't go back to the yearly determination.
Oh, we got about 2 minutes before the break. We're at the convention center. They're about a half hour away from opening the doors for day two at the Home and Garden Show. We'll be here right through next Sunday, March the 12th, so please stop down and say hi. Eli Lilly, Insulin, yeah. Just to kind of summarize and to capitalize what we've been talking about, why this is such significant news moving forward.
Yeah, so Eli Lilly, again, if you missed the beginning of the show, one of the biggest manufacturers of insulin. They're the ones that bring Humalog, Humulin, which is for people who are type 1 diabetics that have to take it with their meal every day. They came out with a huge announcement. They're regulating the cost of insulin to $35 a month. This is huge. Back when the Inflation Reduction Act was approved last year, it was in effect for people with Medicare. But it wasn't all types of insurance. It wasn't people without insurance. And Eli Lilly is leading the charge. And the hope, honestly, Rob, with this is that the other insulin makers and manufacturers in the U.S. are going to follow suit. Of course, Chelsea Schaefer, American Diabetes Society, good friends of them, they praised this announcement, the impact that this could make. Again, this touches close to me because my daughter is a type 1 diabetic. She takes Humalog right now. Again, she was already in a situation with her insurance where the cost was going to be affordable for her, but just huge for so many people.
But explain what the price can be. Anything from $1,200 a month to $800 a month. I mean, astronomical amounts of money we're talking here.
Yeah, so like the retail cost of some of these, and where I'm really interested, and I did a lot of research on this week actually, Rob, and I couldn't get quite yet the answers I wanted. I'm hoping to come back with them, but Trulicity is a big insulin now that's being offered, and right now a lot of these insulin savings are around what they consider life-sustaining medications.
Yeah, you need to
for
stay
type
alive.
Ones, right?
Right.
Type twos that take these Trulicities and others that really improve the quality of their life, they're not yet, but Eli Lilly manufactures Trulicity, right? So we're hoping we're going to see this, but the average cost for one vial of insulin in the U.S., almost $100, which if you compare that to other countries, absolutely astronomical.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Our roundtable discussion is coming up in the next segment, and if you're out there, you're diabetic, this Eli Lilly news, this cap of $35 has piqued your interest, you want to get a question or two answered, do it in real time. Our number is 866-391-1020. Samantha McGill will get you in the queue, and we'll get you on the air after Rob checks the news at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be here until noon today. Next hour, True Value, and then AAA Central's Talking Travel. And then it will be Lynn Hayes Freeland and Minority Health Matters, all still to come today right here at the Convention Center. It is the 2023 Home and Garden Show in downtown Pittsburgh. We'll be back. More of the Inside Connection, MediConnect, in just a moment. All right, Andy is already here getting ready for the True Value Home Improvement Show. Always nice to have him drop by. We're going to talk about this windy weather that we have this morning and also take your calls on all sorts of general home improvement. And remember, for everything to improve your home, you're going to find it here at the Home and Garden Show through next Sunday. So we hope you'll stop down and say hello to our Odyssey KDKA family and, of course, my weekend family. We continue with the Inside Connection, MediConnect. And remember, live advisors always standing there waiting for your call until noon today at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334.
Yeah, so any questions about your coverage? Again, we're in the open enrollment period. It runs from January 1st to March 31st, so there's still a little bit of window left. We're in the home stretch. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan for your private insurance with Medicare and you need to actually review your coverage, maybe you've had some changes with your prescriptions, you had some health changes, you're not getting some benefits you heard someone else has, you want to give us a call. Again, we'll give you the information to make the best decision, no cost whatsoever for that. Once we get to March 31st, unless you have a special enrollment period, you're going to be locked into your plan for the year. So take advantage of these opportunities that Medicare gives you. And, Rob, we got the seminars coming up, right? We're going to be on the 7th of this month, this coming week. We're going to be at the Inn at Lenape Heights. It's actually a beautiful facility. I did a seminar there last year. Great turnout so far. We're in the mid-30s, but we have room for more. That's on the 950 Golf Course Road. Bring your clubs early. Play around. If the weather's nice enough, it could be right this year.
That's right. Right?
We're going to get a couple of 70 days sometime this week, but that's in Ford City. On the 14th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Bell Vernon on Findlay Road. On the 15th, we'll be at the Cottage South Park on 2100 Brownsville Road. The 21st, we're going to be at the Oakdale Community Center, 104 Seminary Avenue. All seminars are at 6 o'clock. You can register at MediConnect.com. Go to the Live Events tab. You can call 888-818-6334. If you have a question now, give us a call. We're here to answer any questions that you have in this roundtable segment.
All right. You know, Abuterol, which you know, of course, what that is. CNN, with a story that's just trending now, they're saying that it's a shortage of it, and it's about to get worse. This is why, another reason, so you stay ahead of these headlines and you don't find yourself on the short end, you build a relationship with MediConnect. And we're not trying to be this isn't a fear factor. Eli Lilly, all the good news, bad news, indifferent. The best way, and if you have any questions, and if you form a partnership with one of your many representatives, you just dial the toll-free number and say, look, I got a question, because there is nobody at the speed of light that knows more about this stuff than the people at MediConnect. Every day, this is what you do.
Listen, Rob, knowledge is power, right? I agree with you that it's if you're in the know, you can be prepared if these things do end up happening. Albuterol is one of the most used inhalers, right? It's usually a tier 3 medication on most Medicare Advantage plans, on most START Plan D. So make sure that you got the stock if you can, right, you know, in case this happens. But, yeah, always wanting to make sure that we're getting the information out to people.
Well, and, you know, we have such a great relationship on this show with, you know, healthcare carriers from, you know, UPMC to Aetna to Highmark. I mean, United Healthcare. I mean, these are the people you deal with every day.
Yeah, and they're great companies, right? And they really are. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a business, right? At the end of the day, right? There's all that stuff that goes into it, right?
I get it.
But that's the world we live in. But a lot of these people we work with, they're always looking at how can we redefine these plans? How can we make changes in these plans that are going to truly benefit the consumer while still enabling them to, you know, help their bottom line, right? So I think it's pretty awesome. You know, Rob, we've had such response. Third quarter, fourth quarter last year, the seminar attendance just began to soar and soar, and it's carried over into this year. And like I had mentioned earlier, I did a seminar this past week at the AHN facility in Harmer. We have 8 or 10 seminars scheduled at their beautiful locations all over the area. McCandless, we're going to be in Brentwood, we're going to be in Hempfield. I want to get some important questions out there this morning that we're seeing a lot this year, because the question just isn't normally the same from year to year. It does actually change, right? What becomes the primary question that we're getting? And the big question we've been getting this year, Rob, is because, and I think this is because more people are actually working past the age of 65, right? Because they're trying to maximize getting that Social Security at full retirement age, all of those things. But I'm not retiring, or I'm on my spouse's group plan. Do I need to get Medicare? Right? That's the question we're getting, and the answer is maybe. Right? I wish it was a yes. I wish it was a no. But the truth of the matter is, for some people that are still working, they have group coverage, they should stay on their group coverage. But they shouldn't do that blindly, Rob. They should actually review their group coverage and see, comparative to Medicare, if it's better. The follow-up question to that is, well, I've had people tell me that if I don't get onto Medicare at age 65, I'm going to get a penalty. Rob, here's the overarching rule that I would tell people that are approaching age 65. If you are actively working and you are turning 65, you have health care through your employer, you do not have to get on Medicare. You're not required to. That active employment with coverage does not require. Now, if your coverage is COBRA, if you're self-employed and it's the Affordable Care Act, that's another story. But if you're actively employed on group coverage, you're not required to go onto Medicare. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't look at it.
Well, look, I think if you're 60, 61, so you should be looking ahead. You know, you don't want to wait till the last minute. So that way, you got your sea legs underneath you. You're ready for the long haul. And when you sit down and you meet with that representative, hopefully at MediConnect, you're going to understand a little bit more of the lingo. It's about getting comfortable. In my opinion, Medicare has as important to your investment as much as your 401k.
It's one of the biggest costs, people, because, again, a lot of people are trying to get their houses paid off, their mortgages are gone. It's health care that you're worried about, right? And, Rob, you're actually a perfect example of this. Last year, beginning of the year, when you turned 65, what did we do? We asked you how much did your coverage cost you every month, right?
Right.
What was your coinsurance? What was your deductible? What was your max out of pocket? We did a true apples to apples comparison for you, and we determined, at least right now, that it was better for you to stay with the coverage that's being provided through your employer.
So that's just another example. It's not about getting the deal. They want to get the right deal for you, whether it's Medicare or waiting a few years.
Yeah, to us, it's let's get you the right information. Let's make sure that we're making it most cost-effective, that we're making sure that you're doing what's best for you, because we know if we do that 2 years down the line or 10 years, if you're going to keep broadcasting, you know, I don't know how long you're planning to keep on the airwaves here, but then when you're ready, we're going to get you in the most cost-effective, best benefit situation for you.
Well, the reason I love doing what I do, a number of reasons, but especially shows like this, because these are the type of shows, it's like that branches on a tree. Everybody, sooner or later, we touch somebody because of how many people. We're the second oldest community next to Dade County, Florida. We talk about that all the time, mm-hmm. Allegheny County. Somebody right now listening to this is making those mental notes or actually writing things down. I got to make a call, but I got to get going here. So why not do it now when you don't have as much pressure, as opposed to, I only have such and such in the annual enrollment, such and such in the open enrollment. I should have did it. Now we're trying to educate people every week to come up with these terms. And I'll be honest with you, when I'm sitting in a hospital with a friend or I'm there, little terminologies that come up, I understand now because of being with you. And this is the resource that the average client gets with you by just making that call, setting up an appointment where there is no charge, and becoming a part of our team.
Absolutely. And again, I can make an argument, as you just alluded to, that you should start at 62 or 63, because frankly, Rob, there's a couple of things where with Medicare where there's a 2-year look back. Right. So if your intention is actually to retire at age 65 and, you know, you're not going to have access to health care anymore at that point in time, you know, there are things at the age of 63 that could impact the cost of your Medicare at age 65. That's why, again, more and more people coming to the seminars, getting that information, making sure they know. And then the truth of the matter is, one of the other questions we're getting a lot of is, I heard about underwriting. If I don't get a certain plan when I turn 65, I'm not going to be able to get it later. That also is not 100% true. There's some truth to it, as most things, right? There's some truth and there's some misinformation, actually. When you first get your Part B, that's when your initial enrollment period begins with Medicare, Rob. There are certain decisions that you can only make at that time as it relates to underwriting for certain parts of the private insurance. So, again, it's not necessarily 65 being the barometer, although a lot of people they take Medicare and they equate it with 65. You can defer your Medicare. You can get your Part B later. It will affect other decisions in your future, but that's why the seminars are so important.
Yeah, speaking of seminars, please tell them where you're going to be, then I'll tell everybody how they can sign up. And again, you can phone 888-818-MEDI or 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, the 7th of March, this coming week, we're going to be at the Inn at Lenape Heights on 950 Golf Course Road in Ford City. Packed house, but still room for more. On the 14th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Belle Vernon on Findlay Road. We're also going to be in Brownsville Road at the Cottage South Park on the 15th of March. And then on the 21st of March, we're going to be at the Oakdale Community Center, 104 Seminary Avenue. All seminars at 6 o'clock. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Go to the live events tab, register. That way you can call the live advisors right now, 888-818-6334. They'll take your reservation. You'll get your confirmation, and you'll be ready to go. The seminars last about an hour, Rob. And what we review in that seminar is enrollment periods. When should you make decisions? We help people set a timeline. We help them set a budget. We go over what is A and B, what do they cost and what do they cover? What's the penalties that you hear surrounding these things? What about private insurance? I hear about Advantage plans. I hear about supplements. We review that. So we really give them a great overview, which leads to an individual appointment.
All right, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on that seminars tab. Coming up, Sean is going to be here next week to discuss some of new ways MediConnect is making Medicare easier to engage. He's kind of handling a lot of that PR aspect, and Lance doing his thing, overseeing this thing, and Brian and Joe and Lauren, who's one of our hosts, and all the great representatives of this brand. Remember, MediConnectInsurance.com, 888-818-6334. We are at the Home and Garden Show. We're going to be here till noon today, and then, of course, back this afternoon, and then I will be here Monday and Tuesday night and throughout the week, many of my colleagues, and then we're going to be back here for Command Performance a week from today. Same time, same location. This is the Home and Garden Show 2023, and you're listening to the Inside Connection. Lance O'Brien, Rob Pratt on KDKA Radio. Good morning. All right, we're back. Listen, we don't have enough time to take any calls. We're kind of up against it. But I know that we've got our Dick in Dayton. He's been on the line since the last break. So let me sneak him in here real quick. Then we got to summarize. So Dick out in Dayton, Ohio, welcome to KDK Inside Connection with Lance O'Brien on KDK and Rob Pratt. How are you, Dick?
I'm doing good. And I wanted to thank you guys. I was just wanting to tell your screener that when I retired, the Medicaid program and the Medicare is really a good thing to have. You know, I'll be 70, 74, but it's really good. And, you know, I'm on Blue Cross, but I want to thank Medicare and Medicaid for taking care of me and my friend.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling. We're excited to always be able to help people get the information out there, make sure that you're getting what's best available. We appreciate the call, and we also appreciate Dennis today being the trivia winner for Happy Birthday to You is the most played and listened to song ever this date, yeah. March 4th, 1924. Yeah. So exciting stuff.
Mine is the same day. I'll have to call you, Rob. Mine's on the same day as Pete Rose, April 14th. And Loretta Lynn. How about that?
Coal miner's daughter and the National League's all-time hit leader, Pete Rose, and American League, too, the greatest as far as that stat is concerned. Hey, Dick, thanks for the call. Let's get back and kind of summarize today's show. We got a lot to get to. And, again, we're going to go over the seminars before we are done. So back to Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, so we're in the last month of the open enrollment period. What that means is if you have Medicare and you have a Medicare Advantage plan as your private insurance, you have another month to review your coverage before you're locked in for the remainder of the year. Do you have the copays you want, the premium you need? Are you getting the extra benefits for dental, vision, over-the-counter? Do you have access to gym membership to keep healthy? Do you have transportation? All different benefits that are actually available on the Medicare Advantage plans. Give our advisors a call. Free advice, free education, a great experience for you. Get locked in before the end of the year. Also, the seminars, as you mentioned, just great turnout. So excited with what's happening there. March 7th, the Inn at Lenape Heights in Ford City. The 14th at Holiday Inn in Belle Vernon on Findlay Road. The 15th, the Cottage at South Park. the 21st, we're going to be at the Oakdale Community Center. If you're not in those areas, we are going to be in your area. Also coming up in the next couple of months, Pleasant Hills, West Elizabeth. We'll be out in Indiana, Brentwood, downtown Pittsburgh with free parking, Monaca. Be up in your neck of the woods, Rob, Wexford. So we're going to be where you are. Come on out, get the information that you need. Rob, it's been so great to be here today. Are you somebody that's good with home repairs? Is that kind of in your wheelhouse?
I tell people all the time I host a home improvement show and a cooking show, and I can't do either.
I am not.
But I'm a fan of both things,
yes.
And I love this show. You know, the thing I love about here, and this is going back to my dear friend John DeSantis, you got the Train Collectors Association here with a great model train layout, which I love. He and his late father and I just diehard train fans. But Mark DeSantis, I love what he has done. He's picked up the torch, and he continues to do some incredible things. But there's something for everyone to see. And, you know, it's like even though you might want to drive a Cadillac, but in reality, you know, you may be a few years away, it's still nice to look at a new Cadillac.
You know what? When I was walking through this morning, it was like, wow, there's a lot of great stuff here with the whole home application coming out for the people of this the county of Allegheny in the month of May, $50,000 potential grant that's available to them. Because of Jess Benham and her work, right? You know, I'd come down, I'd check it out. Who knows, right? I am not a green thumb, and I am not a contractor, man. So I got to get a lot of help for that. But I like seeing things like that happen.
Well, listen, they do have a lot of those contractors you can talk to. Many of the people that spend time with me on the weekends and throughout the week on Pittsburgh Works programming, they are here. So, you know, it's one big family. And no matter what your budget is, no matter if you want to do one window or all those windows, metropolitan windows, is here, so they can make that budget work. They can get it done. And if you want to meet the experts all under one roof, two full floors, this is the place. A week from tomorrow, it'll run right through March 12th, and it's 2023. But what I love about it, even though it was windy and cold today, you know that spring is just around the bend when this thing happens.
Yeah, and again, I think we've been in winter, spring, this whole
I know,
it's been awesome. I've loved it, you know, as long as it's not a harbinger of things to come, right, you know, as some people say. But it's been great. And you know, Rob, before we close the show, I do have met with a guy this week, actually came to the seminar, was asking me questions. He's self-employed, wife self-employed. They have their coverage through the Affordable Care Act. They kind of like the coverage. They're really good. He asked me the question. He said, so I can just stay on this, right? Like, you know, I'm happy with it. When I turn 65, I don't need to go to Medicare. And I said, well, that's yes and no. I feel like a lot of the answers I've had today are yes and no. You can, but then if you get any tax credits through the Affordable Care Act, guess what happens? They go away. So any tax credits you get to make it affordable, which if you're on the Affordable Care Act in your 60s, generally it's not as affordable, because that's the only way that they could make it, they could do away with pre-existing conditions as was make it rated by your age or whether you're a smoker or not. So generally people in their 60s, are if they don't get tax credits, they're at $600, $700, $800 a month, Rob. So a lot of times Medicare is a lot more cost effective for them. So just want to make sure if you're on COBRA coverage, if you're on retirement coverage and you're turning 65, you need to still look at your Medicare, because that's where people can get in trouble with penalties. Very important to know that stuff.
All right, listen, we're going to go over those seminars one more time for you, but don't forget, Live Advisors always standing by. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And again, to reiterate, the Eli Lilly decision capping that price at $35. You're a diabetic. You want to know more about that. You want to set up an appointment where there is never a charge for their services. Call them right now. Get some peace of mind. And if you're soon to be 65 or currently 65, it's always a good time to call them. 888-818-6334. And if you'd like to meet them in person, this is where they're going to be.
Yeah, so again, I feel we've hit them a lot today, but it's important, right? The 7th, we're going to be at the Inn at Lenape Heights in Ford City. On the 14th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Belle Vernon, which is on Findlay Road. The 15th, the Cottage, another nice facility there on Brownsville Road in South Park. And on the 25th, we're going to be at, or the 21st, I apologize, March 21st, we're going to be at the Oakdale Community Center on Seminary Avenue in Oakdale.
All right. Now listen, the other thing, enrollment period that we're in right now that ends March 31st, explain what that is and who needs to know what.
Yeah, again, it runs from January 1st to March 31st. It is not as well known for a couple of reasons, Rob. One, the insurance carriers can't actually advertise about it. That's why you don't see the commercials on TV like crazy now, like you see back in the fall, because they're not allowed to, so people aren't as aware of it. Plus, it's only been around for a couple of years. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan as your private insurance, you are still in a window to actually review and potentially change your coverage before you're locked in. We can assist you with any questions that you have. Again, shout out to Dennis for listening this morning. Trivia question. Thanks for being loyal listener. We appreciate all of you.
Yeah, we do. And I just appreciate the people that come here and do what they do to help your life and living space that much better. And Mark DeSantis does a great job. And it's always an honor to be here. But let's face it, home is where the heart is. But you want to be able to enjoy that home that you worked your entire life. You burn the mortgage.
Be healthy, right?
You want to be healthy. Those go-go years where you want to get out there and actually have some fun. And that's what MediConnect is all about. They want to keep you happy, healthy, and safe, but they also want to make sure those hard-earned retirement dollars, that fixed income that everybody is on, it's going more into your pocket than to drug companies or hospitals' days or copays.
Yeah, I mean, this show was born 5 years ago out of the big issue that was going on between the two health giants, right? And there was a lot of misinformation. We were like, where are people going to get good information about this, right? So that's why we started this, and that's still our passion. We want people to be informed so that they can have the best possible, not just financial situation, but still get great coverage at the same time.
You know, I got to tell you, it never ceases to amaze me, the information that I learn on this show. And honestly, if I wasn't doing this show with you, and I've done Medical Frontiers on and off for 30 years, and I love them, the Allegheny Health Network, lots of friends, and they've helped me more ways than I could ever count through different surgeries and healthcare. But that Eli Lilly story, it's because of my relationship with MediConnect that I realized the significance, and obviously our friendship because of your daughter and other people I know who are dealing with diabetes. That is a major headline, and I'm so happy that we have a vehicle like this to talk about it and to inform people.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, it saddens me because obviously I'm very tuned into diabetes because my daughter is one. My father was one, right, you know. That I'm always looking at the cost of these, and I'm really hoping the other manufacturers will fall in with this and that we'll see a massive shift. The cost to synthesize insulin, Rob, has not increased since it actually became first available, but the cost has skyrocketed.
Do you think in a way they realize it's better to be paying people the right price now to get them the drug because long-term more and more people are going to be dealing with, you know, amputation and all the other things that come with, sadly, a loss of eyesight to where the medical bills are going to continue to pile up. They're actually better off, and I'm sure they care about people, and I get that. But as you said, it's a business, and long-term, giving people that insulin and making it affordable is probably one of the smartest things that they're ever going to do, and they should be commended for that.
The most affordable health care is healthy people, right? And getting healthy people is actually really just doing what needs to be done to keep them there. But like you said, if people can't get their insulin, if they can't regulate their A1C, if they can't do all the things they need to do, there's a lot of other health issues that are going to fall out of that.
Lance, much love. Keep up the good work. Sean will be here next week, and we'll be back at the convention center. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, my friend.
All right, stay with us. Mike Bronicheski is here. Andy Amrine is here. The True Value Home Improvement Show, moments away at the convention center. The Home and Garden Show, KDKA.
Planning a wedding is intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Design your dream suit at Indochino.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, code PODCAST.